Hey, thanks for listening to the Ben Maller Show podcast. It's me, Ben. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Ben Maller Show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number three, hour three of our radio program. Never a bad time to do a Maller monologue about number 12 from Green Bay. The Packers eliminated from the playoffs, but not eliminated from the sporting news as Aaron Rodgers, according to the tabloids, Aaron Rodgers and his fiance have agreed to disagree on voting. What do you make of Aaron Rodgers' strategy on politics? Also, what is the latest on the future of Mr. Rodgers' neighborhood? We'll get to that right now in hour number three. Here it is. The Pack are done, but Aaron Rodgers isn't done. Not talking anyway. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. As we are beginning another slice of radio heaven here, we are in the air everywhere as we steal your thunder coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and intergalactically powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the Mecca. The Mecca, at least to the Maller Militia, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. Hope all is well in your little world. We're back at it again, and so the team's eliminated from the playoffs, still providing us with talk radio magic. The NFL playoffs on pause right now. So Aaron Rodgers continues to provide content, filling up the content kitty. For struggling sports, gas bags, and blowhards like yours truly. And so what is the latest on Rodgers? Got a couple of stories here. The one that we'll begin with, it's technically Rodgers' lady friend or someone around her that is the one yapping about the relationship. Now, we normally don't talk about relationships, but considering how polarizing Aaron Rodgers is, this is going to provide us with good talk radio. So I don't know if you've heard the latest on this, and maybe not. Fledgling actress Shailene Woodley has, according to the tabloids, has a deal with Aaron Rodgers, or you could say Rodgers has a deal with her. The agreement in the relationship, they're supposed to get married, see if that actually happens or not, but the agreement is to not discuss their politics with each other. Oh my God, you can't do that. Now, Woodley and Rodgers do not apparently see eye to eye on the political spectrum, and so they have chosen the path of least resistance to not debate the topics of the day. Where am I getting this from? A, quote, insider, unquote, close to Shailene Woodley spilled the beans to the Bible of Sport, People Magazine, where I always go for sports news, People Magazine, saying that they agree to disagree about things, which is apparently not allowed. There's many people upset by this and saying, how could you do this? On both sides, right? Both sides of the aisle. Some saying Rodgers should go away from Woodley. Others saying that Woodley needs to go away from Rodgers. So anyway, let us discuss the question. What do you make of Aaron Rodgers' strategy when it comes to his relationship and politics? So I've got Ghostbusters, influencers, and shopping days. And we will combine all of this together, and we're going to make some goulash is what we're going to make. Now, to kick off the festivities here, I say good for Aaron Rodgers. Good for Shailene Woodley. I don't really know who the hell she is, but I wish them well. It's an unusual strategy in modern times, which shows you how effed up modern times are, where there are people genuinely upset like fire-breathing dragons. I can't believe this is not right now. Yeah. Again, more evidence that everyone's just morphed into tribalism. And you're either on our team or you're not on our team. And Aaron Rodgers and his lady friend there have agreed to a peace treaty, which apparently is not allowed. It's kind of like Ghostbusters. It's like Ghostbusters. Remember Egon, the great advice from Egon there, don't cross the streams. And they said, well, why not? Why should I not cross the streams? And, you know, and he said, like, imagine as all of life as, you know, stopping instantaneously and every molecule of your body just, you know, exploding at the speed of light. But Aaron Rodgers is, what he's doing here is he's ignoring all that and he's going old school. If this is right, I don't know if this is right or not. I'm just believing it to be true. But that is how people used to handle their business. Not many, I guess these days, I'm skeptical if that's actually the case. So that's just the matrix on social media. But here's how I relate to this. Now, growing up as a little boy in the household, I had my mom, who was liberal, my dad, who was conservative, and they would debate the issues of the day at the dinner table while I tried not to eat my vegetables. And then they would you know, leave the table, and they were fine. They didn't stick. Nothing stuck. No negativity and all that. They just lived their lives. That's fine. To me, that's what makes sense. To me, you know, that's because that's how I was raised. I wasn't raised in tribalism. I wasn't raised on you got to be this side, that side, whatever. But unless you work in politics, like Aaron Rodgers doesn't work in politics. He's an athlete. And Shailene Woodley, I guess, is an actress. I don't know what she's been in. But it shouldn't matter if your spouse disagrees or agrees with you, whatever. I would think that normal people, and these aren't normal people, but normal people wouldn't care. Essentially, you cross each other out anyway. That's why I don't understand. Like, if you're with somebody who's disagrees with you politically, you only get one vote. So if you actually go vote, you cross each other out. So there's no harm, no foul. In other words, now furthermore, well, I do think it's none of your business or my business what people in sports think about politics. I'm in the minority on that. This story in People magazine is a sign, another sign of the times we're in, that Shailene Woodley has her career to protect. Now, I had a friend of mine that worked at the tabloids years ago who told me anytime you see a celebrity's name in the tabloids, that 99% of the time, that is a plant. That when they say, you know, insiders who are familiar with somebody, that is just a workaround that it came from some PR hack that works for the celebrity. So ever since then, anytime I see something in the tabloids, I say, well, that was a plant. That was a plant. Why do they benefit from that? Well, this one seems kind of obvious. When you're trying to figure out who planted the story, you know, Shailene Woodley, she's trying to milk that celebrity status she's gotten more from Aaron Rodgers and people that kind of know more about her now because of Rodgers. But she's also trying to let Hollywood know, calm down, right? That she cannot, working in Hollywood, agree with Aaron Rodgers of the Packers. And so that would make her persona non grata. She would be excluded from polite Hollywood. So that's her situation. As for Aaron Rodgers, it is another case of, you know, social media, the world of social media. You can't keep anything private. And this is another thing that has changed in my lifetime that I have witnessed as the clock keeps spinning round and round and the days on the calendar keep coming off. That in my younger days, athletes attempted to play it down the middle. They were regularly not asked questions about politics, but the ones that were didn't want to talk about it. It's like the Jordan rules, right? The line, which was talked about a lot back in 2020, that, you know, Republicans buy sneakers too, that Jordan famously said on the bus, and then people down said it was a joke or whatever. But now athletes today are considered athletic influencers, just like your favorite Instagram booty model. But they have to give their opinion on politics, and they have to give the right opinion. And if they give the wrong opinion, like Aaron Rodgers, oh, man. Oh, fifth ring of hell. Dante's Inferno. Dante's Inferno for Aaron Rodgers, the athletic influencer, because he didn't say what he was supposed to say. He didn't agree with everyone else. So they have to, you know, browbeat guys like Rodgers, and how dare you? Because apparently the people that follow sports are mindless – and need to be coerced by some athlete to do what the athlete tells you. It's crazy. All right, now the last thing, changing gears here. What happens to Aaron Rodgers and in terms of his playing future? Now let's go back to football. And the short answer is the waiting game. Now, Rodgers, again, talked to his bestie, and he declared that, you know, everything is on the table. But he did, before we get to that, he said that people were rooting against him because of COVID. And here is Rodgers, which he's absolutely right, but here's Rodgers explaining the reaction after the Packers went down.
There were a ton of people tuning in, rooting against us for one reason and one reason only. It's because of, you know, my vaccination status and them wanting to see us lose so they could pile on and enjoy and revel in the fact that, you know, my vaccination status was, you know, some sort of reason why we haven't had success in the playoffs or whatever it might be, some sort of correlation.
Yeah. And there's no lies to tell you. I mean, we have empirical data that backs that up. He's absolutely right. The joy, the pure joy for, and a lot of those political people aren't even sports people. They're just political people, but Rodgers became a political figure over the last year. And so now it's like, screw him. Well, there's also Viking fans, Bears fans, and Lions fans that hate the Packers for other reasons. Anyway, moving on. Here's more from Aaron Rodgers with his buddy, Pat McAfee there. He says that when he eventually steps aside from the NFL, you will not see him again.
One thing I would not do, 100% would not do, is retire and then, you know, come back a year later. I don't have any desire to do that. That makes no sense.
No. So what he's doing there is taking shots at the handful of quarterbacks over the years that have retired and come back a year later. That's the shot that he's taking. But wait, there's more from Aaron Rodgers. And when will a decision be made? Please let us know, Aaron. We're dying to know.
Once you make a decision, that's a decision, and you're moving forward. And until you get to that certainty, you don't make a decision. But there also is a time frame for this, because I understand that my decision does impact a number of other people's decisions, and I want to be very sensitive to that. And so I will definitely make a decision sooner.
All right, so everything's on the table. That means the three-headed monster, retirement, return to Green Bay, or my favorite, door number three, join a mystery team. Ooh. As you heard there, he said he would decide by the time. Essentially, he was implying he's going to decide by free agency starting. That is March 16th. That means we have 49 more shopping days left. That's it. Rodgers is due to earn $46.4 million. Next season, considering his MVP, he's going to win the MVP for 2021. You don't leave that kind of dough on the table. I don't care how much money you already have. Rodgers would be a fool to walk away from that much mucho dinero and use that last season as a golden parachute. Play until you suck. That is the Tom Brady motto. At least it has been the Tom Brady motto, and that is the motto that Aaron Rodgers should also follow. And then you just, you know, fade to black and you go away and we forget about you. And Rodgers can then hang out and be with his bestie, Pat McAfee. And he did say he would go on that show to make an announcement. How much do you think Rodgers gets paid to be on that show? I bet it's a ton of money. Rodgers got a lot of money, but I bet they're paying him an S load of, they got a lot of dough over there. And they have a little bit bigger budget than we have over here. So I'm thinking cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. That is the story. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue. I'm going to have Maller to the third degree coming up in a little bit. In a little bit, we're going to get to Maller to the third degree. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. So we will have Maller to the third degree. I want to get back on track with the old clock. And is one NFL star attempting to take a page out of the NBA playbook and put together his own super team, form Voltron, somewhere else in the NFL. We'll get to that. And again, a time-shifted mallet of the third degree, and we will do all that, and we will do it next. Well, I can't wait for the third degree, but before we get to that, a message from DraftKings. While the final four teams battle to see who moves on to Super Bowl 56, you can battle for huge cash prizes at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. This week, new customers play free for millions with their first deposit. Do you have what it takes to pull off a conference championship victory? Playing daily fantasy football is simple. You just pick your lineup of NFL stars, stay under the salary cap, and score enough points to bring home cash. And with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes, you'll feel the action of the conference championships like never before. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash. That's right, your cash, whenever you want. So here's what you need to do. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code Maller to play free for millions. That's right. Enter promo code Maller. That's how they know you heard this commercial. To get a free shot at millions in total prizes with your first deposit, get in the action for the conference championships only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pay attention, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show needs your help. Join the Audio Commonwealth and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. He makes sure everything is running smoothly. And when something's not running smoothly, he fixes it. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
The Tigers got a big one too, I think.
And he also likes to cook. We may know about that coming up in just a little bit. Might give us a recipe. Who knows? And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Big news, Eddie. Remember Jay Scoop, guy from Seattle, makes some music for us.
And
he says his mission is complete. After 1 month and 1 day, he has just made it back to his home in the Seattle area there. He traveled around the country meeting listeners to the show, Eddie. People that are fans of the show, and he took a lot of pictures, and he said he's going to address all that on
his Mercedes-Benz van?
No. The much better than that. The Mallertown podcast. He's going to so. Dan Patrick's not giving anything away for that, but there you go. Says thanks to everyone that hung out with him. So he was all over the place. Didn't he go all the way to Florida? I think, right? I think he went down. I don't know, he was in the South and drove back through Ohio and stopped and met Half Pint, beer drinking Brian and all that. So we began this hour ranting about Aaron Rodgers, and Robin Vegas says the engagement between Rodgers and Tyron Woodley, it's not Tyron Woodley, very funny, has failure written all over it. She felt it was necessary to release a statement about what the couple is allowed and not allowed to talk about. Really? This doesn't pass the sniff test. It smells fishy, according to Rob in Vegas. Well, it's Hollywood. You got to look out for Hollywood, man. You can't, in Hollywood, you can't be like Aaron Rodgers or forget about it. Forget about it. You're not going to get any work. Anyway, I did promise the third degree, and we time shifted it. So let's get to that. We'll take a call after that, but let's hit to the third degree. Here we go.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree.
Just said that.
This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Danny G. Yeah. Little diva move. Danny wanted extra time, so we'll give him extra time.
Yeah, I don't always like to be a speed reader or speed talker.
It's not reading. It's talking. It's talk
sure,
reading.
Sure, it's not reading. Yeah. All right, I'll try to make it sound like it's not reading. Jim Irsay.
Yeah.
He ranted on Twitter after 1 a.m. in the morning, and he says
was he
that,
high?
You take a guess. Says that what you saw with the eight teams last weekend, Ben, you need a quarterback and an offense who can score 30 or more points in regulation and a defense that can hold an opponent under 30. Is there a hidden message from Irsay here?
All right, so yeah, well, I don't know if it's hidden. The big message is that Jim Irsay is a night owl still. Some people said, no, he's not doing that stuff anymore. He's still hanging out late at night, but he's probably listening to the show. And he's contemplating his life with the Colts and the future, and that's what you do late at night. You contemplate things. There's a lot of deep thinking that goes on late at night, and he wanted to share his wisdom with the masses. So that's where we start. And then the you need a quarterback line was a dagger to the heart of Carson Wentz. And it sounds like, again, I keep going back to contemplation, that Jim Irsay is like, how can we get Aaron Rodgers to Indianapolis? How can I get Russell Wilson? Those are the two big fish out in the ocean. How can I catch one of the two big fish? I would like to get a blue whale. Right now, I have a little goldfish. I would like to get a blue whale at my quarterback position. And so those are the biggest names available at the flea market. Next!
All right. Former Ravens head coach Brian Billick, who is going to be on the Fifth Hour podcast next week.
Not this week.
Next week.
Super Bowl winning coach. How about that one?
He recently joined the Arizona State coaching staff under Herm Edwards. Ben, you think that Billick is going to get a head coaching gig again?
Yeah, this one surprises me. It's highly unlikely. Billick's 67 years old. He's been out of coaching for 15 years, I think. He last coached in Baltimore. But I am surprised he never went back and coached another NFL team. I know the Ravens won the Super Bowl there, and they had a great defense, insane defense. But they had some good teams. They also had a few stinkers in there. But you know, I'm a little biased also, Danny, because Billick was a regular on some of the weekend shows that I did with the Looney Tunes back in the day. There,
that's right. Yeah.
Where he worked, you know, Billick worked at Fox. And so, secondly, Herm Edwards, you know, he's taken a page out of the Nick Saban book, the book of Saban. Like, Saban has been running a coaching rehab clinic, but he's getting younger coaches. Like, Saban's getting Lane Kiffin, Steve Sarkisian to go to his rehab facility in Tuscaloosa. Herm Edwards is bringing the older coaches to Tempe, right? He has Billick, he had Marvin Lewis. So that's his mission, guys. It's interesting. Next!
All right, finally, the Pioneer League, who is testing sudden death baseball.
Yeah! Sudden death baseball. Did you hear about this, Roberto?
Man. Whoa! Here's
how you didn't hear about this? This is great. Listen,
here's how it's going to work. After 10 innings, the home team will choose whether they want to hit or field. Yep. The hitting team will start with a runner on first. If the run scores, the hitting team wins. If the run doesn't score, the fielding team wins.
Yeah.
Ben, is this a crap idea?
Crap, all the way.
No, I love this idea. I love this idea. Because I've always said, baseball, why can't the defense score? Every other sport, the defense can score. Not in baseball. It's nice to hear they're going to try something new. This is like a low level. It's not an official affiliated league in baseball. But here, let me tell you this. I would rather do this than put a ghost runner on second base, which baseball did in the major leagues. All of a sudden, ta-da, there's a runner on second. How ridiculous is that? So this is just, you say this is crazy. I'd rather see this. You know, everyone wants to reinvent the wheel. And wouldn't you just pick defense every time if you have one competent pitcher for the 10th inning? Wouldn't you just pick defense? It's much more likely that a team is not going to score any runs than one run if you have competent defense and a halfway decent pitcher on the mound. But, let's try to change things up a little bit. Why not? Do something different. Not do the same old, same old. Just get rid of the ghost runner. Don't ever bring that back. All right, there it is, Mallet of the Third Degree. How did we do?
Well, maybe we shouldn't be too surprised by your answer there because you started the show by saying you like druggies being in the Hall of Fame. So you're not a baseball purist.
Well, no, here's what I said. Let me be very clear here. I'll spell it off here, Dan. I said I would have not put any of them in, but since they already put in like a handful of steroid guys, where are you going to draw the line? Bonds? Yeah. Clemens? Because they were too good? It's ridiculous.
And back when you were a beat writer for the Dodgers, you did drugs with half of them, so I understand.
I was not a beat writer with the Dodgers. I might have had drinks with many of them. That might be true, Danny. That part of it might be true.
Here's how I'm going to score this, Ben. You killed any possible future interview with Sean Payton, but you kept the Brian Billick dreams alive. So for that reason, you pass this edition of Mallard to the Third Degree.
Damn right. Billick, much more impressive. The Ravens won a Super Bowl and they didn't have a quarterback. You know how hard it is to win a Super Bowl when you don't have a quarterback? They actually played the entire year without a quarterback.
Oh, God,
right
here comes the Jared Goff thing again with the Rams.
Well, that's a great point. Sean McVay got to a Super Bowl. Now, listen, if the Rams win on Sunday, this is the greatest coach in NFL history. To get to a Super Bowl, listen to me. We got to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. To get to a Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford, I had Rob Parker and our friend Bernie Fratto tell me this guy was a dog with fleas, this Stafford. One win away from the damn Super Bowl. I mean, my God, what a masterpiece by this Sean McVay. Craziness. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. We are going to have too much or not enough. So, Danny, if you want to ask one of the guys on hold if they want to play too much or not enough, we can pick somebody from there or have somebody new call in at 877-99 on Fox. We'll also have Cooking with Roberto. We'll have that coming up for you in a little bit. But right now, let's get you caught up on a zany night in sports. We saw the second greatest comeback in NBA history by one of the iconic franchises in the NBA. And to fill you in on that, here's Steamboat Willie.
Iconic?
Did you say iconic franchises in NBA history?
Just do the news, Eddie. You don't need to comment on my words. Just do the news.
I thought the Clippers did it, though.
Eddie? They're the people's team. They're building the Taj Mahal in the hood in Inglewood.
I think he said moronic.
They're not the people's team.
I'll be checking that out, that palace, if I go to that Rams game on Sunday. It's right across the street from where the Rams are playing.
Yeah. All right, we'll start with news from the NFL, where there are now 9 head coaching vacancies in the National Football League. That's right.
They have employment problems in the NFL. They can't hire good coaches, apparently. They can't keep people employed.
I guess not. Sean Payton stepping down as head coach of the New Orleans Saints after 15 seasons and 1 Super Bowl title. Payton is the winningest coach in franchise history. Said he's not retiring and wouldn't rule out being a head coach in the NFL again in the future. Yeah, no kidding. The NFL Network reporting that Saints defensive coordinator Dennis Allen and Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn are top candidates to replace Payton. Of course, Allen does have head coaching experience with the Raiders. In baseball news, David Ortiz, the only player to receive enough votes to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Sammy Sosa, Curt Schilling all did not receive enough votes to get in their final year of eligibility. It's still possible those players could get in to the Hall of Fame through the Veterans Committee. NBA games of note, we had the Lakers beating the Nets 106-96.
Boring. Nobody cares.
LeBron James, 33 points in the win.
Nobody cares.
James Harden, 33 points in the loss.
The lead, my man. Don't bury the lead.
No, that's you know that's not the lead.
Is the lead. This is his story. Nobody cares about a Laker-Nets game James Harden played. Durant didn't play. Kyrie Irving didn't play. Who cares?
Well,
game.
Anthony Davis did play.
Doesn't matter.
They care about
What's the Lakers' record, Eddie?
Missed 17 games with a knee injury.
You always say games of note. The Lakers are not a game of note. They blow this year.
Not only are they
the
a game
scores.
Of note, they were our Discover card key matchup, so
it's ridiculous.
So eat that.
That was yesterday. That's old news, not today.
All right,
get to it. Talk slowly, Eddie. Go ahead.
Ben said it's an iconic franchise.
Yes,
no one else agrees but him. But the Clippers,
Clipper Daryl agrees with me.
Laker Daryl, the Clippers did beat
Ballmer
the Wizards.
Agrees with me.
Clippers did beat the Wizards 116-115.
Now they didn't just beat them; they took their soul away. The Wizards are going to go to the G League. Yeah, the Wizards.
But the Clippers were down 35 points, came back to win. That is impressive. I'll give them.
The Clippers outscored the Wizards 80-49 in the second half. They're the first team in NBA history.
But you know the better story is
score.
In the losing
Hold
locker
on a sec.
Room. So, you know,
Eddie, I'm not done with
the Wizards.
I'm not done with my Clipper
propaganda.
We're talking
too much
Eddie.
About the Clippers.
Eddie, they're the first team ever to score less than 40 points in a half. In the first half, and then score 40 or more in both quarters in the second half. Never happened in NBA history.
When I say LA, you say
Clippers!
LA,
Clippers!
LA,
Clippers! That's right.
We did have a number of blowouts in the NBA. Thanks for showing up, Houston Rockets. They lose at home by 30 to the Spurs, 134-104. The Warriors beat the Mavericks by 38 points, 130-92.
Get to the Celtic game.
The Celtics only won by 53 points, beating the Sacramento Kings, 128.
Yeah. We would like to
75.
Send a special shame bell.
Did they play
bell.
With four players?
No, was we'd like to spend. We'd like to send a shame bell to Tyrese Halliburton and Harrison Barnes. Barnes been around a long time. Halliburton, who's played somewhat well at times this year for Sacramento, had a minus 40 while he was on the court in 27 minutes. The team was outscored by 40 points, and Harrison Barnes, while he was out there, they were outscored by 34 points. Now that solid NBA basketball.
Wow. I don't know what to say about that.
On the other side, hold on a second. Robert Williams, the center for the Celtics, while he was out there, Celtics outscored the Kings by 42 points. He had a plus 42.
Everyone on Boston had to been a plus, right? I mean, if you were minus in that game.
Yeah, there were only three guys that didn't make double digits on the plus side, like the last guys on the bench. Hmm. Romeo Langford.
Oh,
Peyton,
I love his Romeo
Pritchard,
Langford.
And,
I have his rookie card.
Dennis Schroeder. The old Laker.
I do remember him, actually. Top 25 college basketball, 10 ranked teams in action. We had a top 10 matchup here in Los Angeles. Are they have fans now or no? The UCLA still, are they getting fans
I do
fans
not
yet?
Believe out of an abundance of caution, Eddie.
Well, if there were fans there, yes. They would have saw a nice win for the Bruins, ranked 7th in the
COVID's
country.
COVID's much worse in California than anywhere
they,
else.
They beat 3rd-ranked Arizona 75-59. Number 24, Illinois, knocked off 10th-ranked Michigan State 56-55. And new number 1, Auburn, had to survive against Missouri 55-54. The Tigers do win it. 16th win in a row. They're 19-1. Also in the top 25, wins for number 4, Baylor, number 9, Duke, number 12, Kentucky, number 14, Villanova, and number 20, UConn. And congratulations to the Chicago Bears. They have a new general manager replacing the much maligned, was it Ryan Payne? Was that his name? Or was that
Payne in the ass.
Or was that Ryan Payne?
I think
Payne
Ryan Payne was
here.
A board op here.
Yeah, he used to work here.
Back in the day, yeah.
Ryan Poles is the new GM of the Chicago Bears, former Chiefs assistant director of player personnel. So, he came from the Chiefs, so he's going to win. He knows. Not going to bring Patrick Mahomes with him, though, apparently.
Is he bringing Andy Reid with him?
That would help, probably. Hey, coming up tonight, we have the Colorado Avalanche hosting the Boston Bruins. I think it was Ryan Pace. Ryan Pace was the GM. Avalanche hosts the Bruins in our Discover Card Key matchup brought to you by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Now back to Ben Maller in the Fox Sports Radio studios.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Eddie. I appreciate it. As we press on, it is... game show time here. So we'll squeeze in the old game show right
it's
now.
It's another
so
Ben Maller game.
We've ignored too many of these.
Is it too much or not enough?
Enough already.
Too much or not enough every single week at this time. Let's welcome in our contestant. And we have, we have Big Daddy. Big Daddy. Hello, Big Daddy.
How you doing, Ben?
Wait a minute. Is this the official Big Daddy, or is this a pretended Big Daddy?
Boom, boom, boom. It's so scratched off
the market. Danny G got punked by a fake Big Daddy.
Oh, man.
Danny G kept saying, who is this? Who is this?
Instead of Big Daddy, you're Big Jerk.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Big fat ass.
Get out of here. You're not playing the game. All right.
I did that to Cooper.
All right. Nobody cares.
Let's let Matt Foley in Houston try to get a ticket.
Oh, that the Matt, the boring guy. Hello, Matt.
But all he has to do is say, too much or not enough here.
I know. Hello, Matt.
I see how it is. So I'm the boring guy now. But
well, no, Matt,
you
got that's not. No, that's not your nickname, Matt.
Whatever.
That's the guy. Let's go to the vote. Let's go to the final vote.
Sometimes
here.
I just wish you could shut your big yapper.
Oh, now you're getting saucy now all of a sudden.
I gotta get saucy now. I'm the boring guy now.
Okay, all right, calm down. Congratulations! Right. We had hundreds and hundreds of people vote, and the win. Your new nickname from now on, when you call up, say it's Monotone Matt. You're now Monotone Matt with over 50% of the vote. So congratulations! You beat out cheating Matt Stroh. Mr. Excitement and Multitasking Matt, you are Monotone Matt, and you're going to play our game. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Got to get three right to win the game. Question number one, Joel Embiid just had his fourth straight game with at least 35 points, 10 rebounds. He's the third player with a streak that long since 1976/77. The merger, is that too much or not enough?
Not enough.
All right, let's find out if Monotone Matt is right. That is correct. There are four players that have done it. Shaq, the unibrow, and the mailman. The answer there. All right, question number two. 29 of 163 overtime games, that's the regular season, or 39, did I say 20? 39 of 163 overtime games, regular season and playoffs, under the current overtime rules, decided by a touchdown on the first possession. Is that too much or not enough?
Too much.
Monotone Matt says too much. Let's find out. There you go. That is correct. 21%. 21.5% of overtime games too much. Question number three. You're 2-0. You're doing good. Patrick Mahomes has 29 career passing touchdowns in the playoffs, the most by any quarterback through 10 career playoff starts. Is that too much or not enough?
Too much.
Oh, look at you trying to run the board here. Let's find out. Right again. Mahomes, you've won the game. He has 25 through 10, leading the list over Breeze, Warner, Rodgers, and a guy named Dan Marino. We'll keep it going here. Question number four. You've already won the game, but the Cowboys have gone eight straight playoff appearances without reaching a conference championship game. Is that too much or not enough to keep it going to question number five? And Danny G wants you to get this one wrong.
Well, it's not enough.
You're saying that's not enough. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's find out.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Monotone Matt is on fire.
He cannot be stopped. All right. Here's question five. Tom Brady led teams are 90-2, including the playoffs, when they get at least three takeaways. Is that too much or not enough to get a second golden ticket, Monotone Matt? You're doing very well here.
Going with too much.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
You want to change your mind at all? Any second thoughts?
I'm going with that. My final answer.
I cannot convince you to change your answer.
Think about it.
You are locked in at not enough.
Not enough.
100%. Not even a little doubt in the back of your head.
No, it's too. I'm going with too much now.
Are you sure about that? Are you positive it's too much?
Oh, that's not enough.
Well, no, I don't want to. Well, no, I mean, which one is it? I mean, maybe your second answer is right, not your first answer.
Oh, okay. You got me thinking about it now. That's too much.
All right. Again, I want to verify. Danny, right, we need to verify this.
Yeah.
So your final answer is.
You even have me confused now, Ben.
Is it not enough or too much? Not enough or too much. Which one's your final answer?
Too much.
Sure about that?
Yep.
Okay. The man said too much. He would not change his mind. He did once, and then you got it wrong. All right. So you didn't run the board, but you did get a golden ticket. I tried to talk you into the lead, but then I talked you out of it.
Really nice game, Matt.
You did well, Matt.
Definitely. Thank you.
Monotone Matt.
Hey, it's good for my first try, though, for being the boring guy, but hey, it's all right.
Oh, see, now I make one throwaway comment. Now for the rest of the day, you'll be like that jackass idiot Maller. I stay on hold my entire night. I stay on hold. This guy calls me boring. You're going to be very upset with me now. I know how this works. All right. Thank you, Matt. Because of that numbnuts in Arkansas that did the bit, we're going to have to push back Cooking with Roberto. I hope you understand it, Roberto.
Yes, I need more time.
You need more time. And Sir eats a lot. Sir scratches a lot. Sir prank calls a lot. He effed everything up. So bad job by him. So will that give us time to talk about, though, the NFL star who's apparently attempting to take a page out of the NBA playbook and form a super team. It's an interesting story. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
We provide over 70,000 seconds of unique content per week on The Ben Maller Show. 14,400 seconds each night. That's a lot to digest. But now you don't have to miss a moment. Thanks to podcasting, go back and eavesdrop on those classic zany episodes at your convenience. Help The Ben Maller Show podcast skyrocket up the charts. It's available for free on iHeart and wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe and aggravate the corporate muckety-mucks. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
So more chatter that Aaron Rodgers is contemplating forming a super team, but where will he form that super team? Well, if you believe the gossip, the word on the street is that would be Denver. The Broncos are expected to hire Nathaniel Hackett as their head coach from the Green Bay Packers, someone in the, not I don't know about the inner circle, but someone who's close to Aaron Rodgers because he's been with him a few years in Green Bay, and then Rodgers wants to bring Davante Adams with him to the Broncos. I'll believe it when it happens. You'd be in the same division with Patrick Mahomes, who is the end-all, be-all right now at the quarterback position. Good luck on that. And the Chargers and the Raiders, a competitive division. Aaron Rodgers has been the beneficiary of playing the Lions, Vikings, and Bears for years. Be much different situation there if he goes to Denver. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. I saw some quotes from, speaking of Patrick Mahomes, of his soon-to-be wife there who got very upset. She had a hissy fit. Brittany Matthews, who is the girlfriend and fiance of Mahomes, and she could not figure out how people on social media hate her, use the word hate without even knowing her. And my response is, she's stupid. Social media, there's a lot of social media tough guys that hide behind their smartphone, and they're a bunch of pussy willows in real life. That's just how the world works. I mean, come on. We all know that, right?